This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The end of the beginning for Libya. For Muammar Gaddafi, it just looks like the end.
Sounds from Tripoli overnight as rebels overrun the Libyan capital and come to the doorstep of Muammar Gaddafi. In Tripoli, suddenly most of the firing is into the air in celebration.
After historic days of victory signs and tearing down of dictator posters, Libyans face a future of resolving deep tribal disputes and sharing the wealth in a nation where that should be easy. In Tripoli, revolution, it's a bloody down payment for the challenge of governance. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Following swiftly unfolding events over the last dramatic 24 hours in Libya, it's Monday, August 22nd.
24 hours that ended a six-month civil war. It appears Muammar Gaddafi's 42-year reign in Libya is all but over. The sounds from Tripoli's Green Square, now called Martyrs Square, as a dictator's reign ends. Six months after the uprising began, the rebels swept into Tripoli with little resistance, inspiring euphoria in the streets.
All of us, and they're happy because Gaddafi is leaving soon.
Gaddafi. Go, go, go!
Out, out, go, Gaddafi!
The rebels now control the majority of the capital and have arrested Saif Gaddafi, the heir apparent. Another of Gaddafi's sons, Mohammed, was speaking to Al Jazeera when the rebels stormed his home.
I'm being attacked right now. This is gunfire inside my house. They're inside my house.
As for Gaddafi himself, he's released several audio messages urging his supporters to fight to the end.
You have to go and fight and protect your country, your dignity, your patron. I will be with you, among you, in Tripoli. There is no going back.
Gaddafi is believed to be holed up in his compound, though his precise whereabouts are unknown.
The compound is the center of the latest fighting. Tanks from pro-Gaddafi forces opened fire at rebels when they tried to storm the sprawling buildings. This Tripoli resident spoke to our partner, the BBC.
Actually, I'm living really close, and I can hear the fight. I believe it's a grad missiles and an anti-craft. Plus, there's a lot of gunshots.
There are thousands of armed militia in the city of Tripoli. Reports of mercenary fighters as well called in to crush the initial uprising still there. The resident tells the BBC citizens are taking up their own arms to protect their homes.
The people, the local residents of the old areas of Tripoli, they are in control in their neighborhoods. They are gathering together as a group and they control their neighborhood.
Mahmoud Jalil, who's the head of the Libyan National Transitional Council, who's the leader of what passes for the uprising and the rebellion at this hour, tried to comfort the people of Libya. He spoke to Al Jazeera and said the rebels must show restraint now.
I call on your conscience, responsibility, to come to the fore and prevent you taking any vengeance in these happy moments or damaging property or mistreating foreigners or prisoners.
Reaction from around the world, and President Obama last night called on Gaddafi to recognize that his rule has come to an end and to relinquish power once and for all. NATO head Anders Rasmussen says combat air patrols over Libya will continue until all pro-Gaddafi forces surrender. Other stories we're following, prosecutors in New York City expected to now drop sexual assault charges against former IMF chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Hurricane Irene now battering Puerto Rico. It could make U.S. landfall later this week. And militants in Gaza fired rockets once again into southern Israel this morning despite an unofficial truce between Israel and Hamas. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up on Wall Street, and oil is trading down in anticipation of a full overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. The Dow gets underway at 10,817. The S&P opens at 1,123, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2038. Coming up this morning, coverage of the events in Libya as they happen, and we'll try to keep you updated on the very rapidly unfolding events over the last 24 hours. And we want to talk about the future, Libya's future. What role do you think the U.S. should have in its development? Should the U.S. refrain from nation building in yet another nation? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let us know what you think.